الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثالث عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رجل للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم أحد: أرأيت إن قتلت فأين أنا؟ قال: في الجنة. فألقى تمرات كن في يده ثم قاتل حتى قتل. متفق عليه. We are still in this chapter that we should hurry in doing good deeds. We must not procrastinate, we must not delay. In that, of course, like in namaz also, and particularly our woman folk. Usually Fajr, they delay till they go and make it in Ishraq time. Zohar, they delay also till they make it in Asr time. Asr, they make just before Maghrib. Maghrib, they delay also, and then Isha, late at night, they make. So all good deeds, we must hurry up. As soon as Adhan goes, and Adhan must be given in the correct Sunnah time, not in the time of the Salafis and other people. But according to the Ahnaf, the correct Sunnah time, Adhan should be given. And when Adhan is given, then there should be no delay. For the man also, then it is Namaz. For the woman also, once Adhan is gone, it should be Namaz. We should not delay. In all our other matters also, good deeds, we must not delay. We see this coming out in this hadith also, the third hadith. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a person said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during the battle of Uhud, Ke araytain kutiltu faina ana. O Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, if I become shaheed in this battle, where will I be? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, fil jannah. The reward of jihad is Jannah, directly into Jannah. Then he asked, then he immediately, فَالْقَى تَمَرَاتٍ كُنَّ فِي يَدِهِ. There were a few khajurs, dates that were in his hand that he was eating. And he regarded that also too long to finish eating that few khajurs. How many khajurs can a person have in his hand, and how long will it take to eat? But he said, if I will be in Jannah, then this is also too long. In some riwayat it comes that he said that it is a very long life that till you finish that few khajurs when you eat. We should consider also where how much time we take in eating, how much of time we spend in eating, preparing the food, eating it, digesting it, how much time then goes in the toilet after that. But the Sahaba, that was too long. In fact, it comes in a hadith that if your namaz is ready, Isha namaz, and supper is also ready, then what should the person do? Must he go for his namaz first, or must he make his Isha first? His Isha first, or should he eat first? The ruling is that eat first and then go for namaz. So that your thoughts are not in your, while in namaz, you're not thinking of your food. And while you are eating, you are worried of your namaz. So you made your eating also namaz, you worried of your namaz. And otherwise, you'll make your namaz also your food. So a student asked that the Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, when he was teaching, in that case, you will miss jamaat. If you are going to eat first, then you are going to miss your jamaat. Namaz is about to stand up. And you want to eat. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah said, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum's food was not how you people eat. Long, elaborate time you take. For them it was just a matter of a few, two, three khajur, drank water and it's finished. They ate their supper. So that was how their life was with regard to these matters. Today we have got it all a dunya's way of life, fully. If the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum have to see our lives, they will wonder if we are even Muslims. And if we will see their lives, which is the correct and the exact way, we will wonder, are these na'uzu billah made people or who? That is how life should have been. So he just threw that khajurs away and he went to in the thick of the battle until he became shaheed also. And he went straight to Jannah. For commentary on this hadith, the narration of Hakim, that is another hadith kitab, provides us with the background of this hadith. Hakim narrates from Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that a person who was dark in complexion came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasul of Allah, I am dark in complexion. My breath has a bad odor and I have no wealth. In other words, like in dunya, I've got no position. No, nobody like cares for me. I've got nothing to, I'm a very down person in the world. If I fight these people until I'm killed, where will I be? So he said, I've got no position in dunya. Nobody has got any regard or anything for me. But if I go in this jihad and I become martyred, become a shaheed, where will I be? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, you will be in Jannah. And of course, the word, every word of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is 100% true. It is just like the Quran is true, like that the words of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam are also absolutely true. The only difference is that Quran Sharif we recite. Hadith we don't make tilawat of it as we recite Quran Sharif. And that the words of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam does not speak of his own accord. It is all wahi from Allah. Only it is wahi, ghair matlu, not recited. So he knew this is the exact truth. I will go straight to Jannah. And then he then fought until he became a martyr. How eager he was. In other words, the lesson is, we also should not delay. In all good deeds that we have to do, don't delay and procrastinate. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to his body and said, may Allah illuminate your face. You are dark in complexion, Allah will make you very handsome, very bright face you will have. Freshen your breath. And your breath was not a good breath, but Allah will freshen it. And increase your wealth. In the akhirat, what won't Allah Ta'ala give? The Sahabi's mindset accurately reflect the enthusiasm of the Sahaba to sacrifice their lives in jihad. They were very keen that their lives must be given. And little boys also, old people also, sickly people, Hazrat Jamuh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with his leg that was not in order. All, they just wanted to become shaheed. And they were keen and they did not want to delay it in any way whatsoever. We learn also from this hadith that Jannat is the reward for being martyred in the path of Allah. If we had that value, today we don't want to stick out our heads for anything of deen. We don't want to stick out our necks for anything of need. We just want our comfort. We must be in our comfort zone all the time. Because we don't know the value of Jannah. Or if we know, we haven't got yaqeen on it. If we had that yaqeen, a person will be just too eager to sacrifice this dunya's life for that eternal life of the greatest enjoyment. One who sincerely desires martyrdom to become a shaheed in the path of Allah will receive this honor. Even if a person then actually does not die on the battlefield, but Allah will grant him if he was sincere. Also it comes, if a person never thought of becoming a shaheed, making jihad, working, striving to uplift Islam, to bring Islam alive in the world, then he dies on one part of hypocrisy. So we all should have that desire in us that I must sacrifice my life for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And then however Allah takes our lives, Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I spend my life in the battlefield to become shaheed. But what is taking me today when I am in the comfort of my bed at home? So we all should have that. Mort will come on its time at its place. But a person should have that desire that he sacrifices his life for Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all the tawfiq and to hasten to do good deeds. Amen. The bare minimum we can do when namaz time, we should not delay with our namaz. Our ma'amulat that we have to do, our wazifas, tilawat of Quran Sharif, don't delay that. Instead of having our cup of tea first, make sure we make our tilawat first. All the good things we should do first. Our children, make sure we give them deeni education. Ta'aleem of Quran first before dunya's education. And also dunya's education only that which is permissible. What is impermissible, that we should not give them in any case whatsoever. So all good that will help us in this world, akhirat, for that we must hasten and be eager to do that. A person makes niyat of going in jamaat also, we shouldn't delay it. As soon as possible we should go in jamaat. All good deeds we should try and do as soon as possible. May Allah give us tawfiq.